At the dawn of the 1970s, London was a city under threat. Drugs, pornography, and violent robbery were front page news.
They stepped out of a black limousine, all four with stocking masks.
But behind the headlines lay a sinister hidden truth. Amongst honest officers, a secret network of bent coppers operated across London.
People would tell me stories about taking a drink. The drink was a brown envelope.
It's a story of corruption that went to the very top, and a band of honest coppers who took on the fight to stop the rot. It's October 1969, and petty South London villain Michael Perry tips off the Times newspaper, claiming he's being extorted for money. Not by other criminals, but by a detective in the Metropolitan Police.
The public would have been absolutely shocked if they knew what was going on. Policemen, corrupt? I just don't believe it. Why would they be corrupt?
To get to the truth, the Times conceal a recording device in Michael Perry's car as he secretly meets Detective Sergeant John Simmons.